What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Eric Lindquist here for Odd Shopper, and we are back. It is major week, second major of the PGA season. It's the PGA Championship. A lot of opportunities, a lot of money up for grabs in the betting market. Sir, Southern Hills, PGA Championship, big time names, a lot to get to. First thoughts before we dive into our picks, how do you feel?
Golf course looks hard. I think we were kind of talking about that before. It's going to be a tough one. 7,500 plus par 70. Only two par fives, and both of them are not reachable in two unless your name is the likes of John Rahm, Cam Champ, Dustin Johnson, something like that, where you're just absolutely murdering two golf balls. It's going to be tough. It's going to be windy, it looks like, as well. Looking forward to it, but a lot of different ways to think. I think there is to go about building on a golf course like this.
It's going to be interesting. I did find some values that I feel pretty good. I like my betting card this week, but we always say, what's the biggest edge? What's the easiest edge? It's to take free money when you get that opportunity, and BetMGM has that this week. They are offering their bet $10 on any NBA game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, then you win $200. We know that's going to happen. So for new users, you want to take advantage of that. You can do it by clicking the link in the description or using the promo code OSPGA. If you do that, you deposit, you bet that $10, you're going to get that $200, and then you can take some shots in the outright markets. And we've got a lot of names to do that with. Where are you going to get your card started for a potential winner of the second major?
So I started my card a little bit lower. I'm not going to make him my strong recommend, but I'm going to throw it out there right away. I think that there's some good numbers lingering around on Cameron Smith, who's not somebody that I've particularly played a ton, but he's gone freaky low, and he's played well at, like, you know, the Players Championship. He seems to be playing just phenomenal golf above it, and it seems like some of those numbers are decent around. But I'm starting my betting video here, should I say, with Max Homa. I don't think he's getting enough respect. Starting Max Homa, he's 66-1 over at BetMGM. 80-1s are lingering out around. Jordan Spieth got a major bump based on how he played last week on a golf course that I don't think is indicative in any way of what we're going to see this week. Well, if you go back to 2 weeks ago at the Wells Fargo, that is a golf course that's indicative of what we're going to be seeing this week. It was windy, it was cold, it was brutal. TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm is going to play more similar to this than last week, and yet we saw a major odds boost for Jordan Spieth. That's because the public loves to bet him. That's because you have these other guys. But I think Max Homa's profile is built for major championship golf. We've seen him play at Riviera very, very well. We've seen him play, obviously, the Wells Fargo. And sometimes it can be a cop-out to say, well, I'm going to recommend a guy who won 2 weeks ago because obviously he's shown the ability to go out and win. But it's about the number. I can get an 80-1 on a guy as opposed to, you know, short of 20-1 now on Jordan Spieth. That is kind of a no-brainer to me for a guy who just profiles well with the irons. His ball striking has been beyond elite, running on a streak of five top 20s in his last six events, the Masters being the only one that didn't happen. It's ridiculous, this string of form for Max Homa, and I don't think it's getting enough respect.
Interesting. That is not where I thought you would go. Max Homa has had a fantastic year. He's done pretty much everything except contend in majors so far. I do think it's coming. The profile, the skill set, all of it measures up, and the form certainly is there. It's just going to be, can he step up at the right time? My outright that I'm going to is, I think you can draw some comparisons. I like that you mentioned Riviera, because my guy at Riviera this year not only won the tournament, but he led the tournament. He went wire to wire.
Waco.
That's right. Joaquin Niemann, 40-1. And this is just the type of number. I'm not sure we're going to see 40-1s in majors for a long, long time if he plays well here. And this is a situation, the course, yeah, it's going to be very difficult, but he gained strokes in all four categories. He has gotten a lot better around the green. That has been a massive improvement. You look at last week, not that I really care what he did, but he finished 25th. That doesn't tell the whole story. He shot two over on Sunday, and if you shoot two over at Craig Ranch, that's like shooting 80 at a normal course. He was right in the thick of it. As I mentioned, he won Genesis. He was sixth at Farmers. I think that you can look to Torrey South as well. And I think that Niemann is prime to really start contending in majors. I'll admit, it's probably a little early for him. He's still on the on the youth movement train, and I think that he's probably a couple years away. But at the same time, 40-1, he's with Brooks, who's playing, you know, bizarrely bad. Fitzpatrick, who's never won. Sam Burns is in that range. Lowry, guys that I think he measures up against. But when you look at the ceiling, to me, Joaquin Niemann has major winning upside. And I think that he plays well at Southern Hills. He is on my card this week.
He was our pick at Riviera. I think he profiles phenomenally well. Obviously, Homa and Joaquin Niemann, I guess, in skill sets, if you just take that one golf course, there are comparisons to draw and where they're successful and where they play well. So I am all about that play. Joaquin is going to be a big part of my DFS card. I think in terms of a bet, you talked about the other guys in the range. I have no interest in them. All right. Well, let's go deeper into the pan here a little bit. And I will say, it doesn't feel that thin because of how well he's played here of late. But I'm going to be heavy on some of these deep bombers, some of these ball-striking guys that we have. And I'm not brave enough to say loop list this week, but I am more than brave enough to say 10-1, Cameron Champ. Let's go. 150-1 if you want to do a sprinkle of something, but a 10-1, Cameron Champ. What if I told you he finished 10th at the Masters? Because I don't even remember that. 6th at the Mexico Open, obviously. 38th at the AT&T Byron Nelson, which I already said is not indicative of anything that we're going to see. But at BetMGM, I'm looking at some type of plays that can give me a nice payout for my $50 bet if I'm going to be taking advantage of that offer. And I think that Cameron Champ is the kind of guy, 10-1, you could be running around with a $500 bankroll just by having him continue this string of form. I've always thought he was very, very talented, but the big bugaboo has always been that putter, trying to figure out when it's going to spike. Well, it spiked in Mexico. That didn't really do us a whole heck of a lot of good. Didn't get the top five ticket across the board, but it was nice to see him start to get himself in position to win golf tournaments, even in weaker fields like that. Obviously, you had Rahm there, but the Masters, the 10th, is just such a surprising result for me. And I think that there's just some positives that can be drawn for a very talented player. Going back to the 3M, that was like his one spike putting week from last week. We saw another one here at the Mexico Open. If he finds a spiked putting week, the ball striking and the off the tee numbers are always off the charts. I think that that's going to profile really, really well if it's going to be hard, windy, difficult off the tee at Southern Hills.
So you got that 10-1 for a top 10, correct?
For a top 10, yes.
Okay,
did I say that?
I don't know. It's debatable. But if you didn't, I did. Now the people know that you've got Cam Champ. And listen, there's no doubting his ceiling. I think he's very live for a miscut if he's living in these bunkers.
Yep.
It's going to be a long week. But you can embrace that. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to give kind of a fourth pick because it's a major. I see your 10-1 on a top 10, and I raise you my 10-1 on a top 10 for Mark Leishman. Who won at Farmers, and I did comp Farmers. He also has two runner-ups there in over his career. He's not playing the best golf in the world, but at the same time, Mark Leishman is built for this type of golf. He can work in and out of trouble off missed fairways. He's a crafty scrambler. He doesn't mind the wind. He doesn't mind difficult conditions. I do worry a little about the form, but at 10-1 for a top 10, if you're looking for a dark horse, and he's also north of 100-1 to win the tournament, Mark Leishman has had plenty of experience competing in majors. I do think he's the type of guy. He made a hole in one last week. That counts for nothing, but I did want to get it in the video. I could see him being a sneaky against the grain pick, and I'll throw him for my top 10. So there you've got it. You got two outrights with Max Homa and Joaquin Niemann. You got two top 10s. Cameron Champ and Mark Leishman. If you have any questions, hit us in the comments. Who are your dark horses? Who are your outright winners? We want to know. And of course, you can find me and Eric across all our platforms, breaking down this tournament in full, from the field to the course to everything in between. Remember, get over to BetMGM, sign up for that, and like and subscribe. Join the community here. But for me, for Eric, for everyone at Odd Chopper, good luck. Enjoy the PGA Championship and stay tuned for even more betting content each and every day.